Well, and the thing is that this is now what's going on. That's the direction that our bodies and our minds are headed into. I mean, the things that we have seen, you know, just in the last 10 and 20 years, we're increasingly going to be seeing this happen to our minds and our memories and our bodies. 3 years from now, for example, there are right now 5 United States companies that are in stage 2 clinical trials on memory pills. And if these experiments continue to work successfully, within 3 to 5 years, you should have these things on the market. And that, by the way, is a stock tip.
And this isn't ginkgo biloba stuff, is it?
Oh, no, this works. Yeah. Well, this is the real deal. This is initially aimed at baby boomers banishing their senior moments, and I can hardly wait. You know, but memory is at the core of just about all sorts of learning. I mean, think of language acquisition alone. So the big question is, what happens if you can buy an additional 200 points on your kids' SAT scores? You know, how about the kids whose parents don't do that? How will you possibly compete? And that's just the beginning. That's 3 years out.
You may be creating geniuses with things like that.
Not I mean, may. Yeah. No, I mean, you're talking about enhancing cognition and the, you know, being able to increase the speed with which people process. You're talking about being able to more directly connect to human beings. I mean, you know, you look at the piercings that kids have today. Well, some of those piercings are going to be pretty smart in the not too distant future. It's easy right now there are troops in Iraq who've got computers on their chest that are universal translators. They say something and the computer translates it. And it works two ways. It's only got about 5,000 words, but that's still pretty amazing.
Does it talk to them, or do you have to read it out on a display?
No, it talks. It outputs an audio, and it understands other people, you know, who talk into it and translates it into audio for you. It's audio in two directions.
I think they use some of that, like at the United Nations, or are they individuals screaming in everybody's ears?
The UN, they're way behind the time.
Ah, okay.
Right now, for example, 10% of all emergency room doctors dictate their notes directly into a computer that automatically turns it into print. I mean, this is the super dictation. It recognizes what you're saying and automatically turns it into print. By 2010, you're likely to see the majority of all documents being created by voice, not by typing. This technology already exists. We're just waiting for the price to come down, which it will because of the curve of change. You know, one of the calls that I got when Radical Evolution came out, I mean, you can never tell which companies are going to react to this, but this one really kind of amazed me. One of the first companies that called was an automobile company. I thought, an automobile company that's interested in human evolution and engineered evolution? Well, anyway, they're totally convinced that by their 2010 model year, there'll be a computer on board all of their cars that'll understand your speech and will talk back to you, in readily understood speech, and it'll say things like, I can tell from what direction we're going in and where we're headed and what time it is that there's no way we're going to be able to pick up your daughter at her school.
Oh, my God.
So would you like me to call her and tell her that we'll be 17 minutes late? You know, this is an increasing bond between our helpful little helpmates. You know, and coming back to the translation devices, it's not going to be long before those translation devices are the size of jewelry.
And it'll probably be connected to police department traffic centers. It'll probably be able to say, of course, you do know, Joel, there's an accident 15 miles away. We better look for an alternative way to get there.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the whole point of this network effect, is that there are already now more computers on board a new car, more processors than there are light bulbs. And the thing is that as we start to connect these things up and start pooling this intelligence, you know, we're talking about fundamentally changing our relationship to our machines and, you know, as we head on down the road, fundamentally changing our cognition and our memory and what it means to be human.
As you look, Joel, with your experience as a reporter into this future, I know you said earlier you didn't make predictions into the book. Can you make some for us now? What's out there?
Well, I can tell you what's in the lab. I can report on that.
Okay, and then add a year to it with whatever it is.
Well, I mean, for example, one of the things that DARPA is very interested in, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is creating soldiers who don't have to sleep for as much as a week. Now, you can go without sleep for a long time, but it really messes up your mind, as you know. I mean, your cognition really goes to heck.
Sure. The longer it goes, the more whacked out you get.
Well, they're real interest. Whales and dolphins, for example, they never sleep. They can't sleep. They're mammals. If they slept, they drown. Right? So what they've done is they've evolved an ability to knock off half a brain at a time so that half a brain is resting while the other half is functioning. And they're very interested, DARPA is very interested in figuring out how we might mimic that.